Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's game day. Pre-game begins at 4 o'clock today on 96.5 The Fan for the Chiefs Radio Network. Of course, Josh Briscoe will be hosting pre- and post-game tonight. And he joins us right now here on Cody and Gold. Briscoe, what's going on, man? I know you've got to be fired up for this afternoon.
I am spitting excited to get going. I cannot wait. I have made sure that my salivatory glands are exactly where they need to be, and I am ready for the start of this Chiefs season in a big, big way.
Are you an anti-eating before you go on the air? You want empty stomach? How do you handle, you know, what's your game day prep?
That's a great question. No, I am no Scott Hansen. I will try to time out my bathroom breaks, obviously. And I got a new clock tonight. Of course, we've got the full 3 hours of pregame with the two exclusive right here on 96.5 The Fan before the network pregame like we did all preseason. So I will try to time that out. I know we're going to have some food there at the station that I'm going to try to have sustain me. The most interesting part of my game day rotation this year is I just have in my backpack. I have type 1 diabetes. People don't know this. It's fine. I'm managing it well, but sometimes your blood sugar gets low, and you know what you don't want to have happen on the radio? Have a low blood sugar. So my backpack does have a reserve of Nerds gummy clusters that are there.
Oh, those things are great.
Medicinal Nerds gummy clusters. My blood sugar gets down to double digits instead of being around 100 where it needs to be. I'll pop a couple Nerds gummy clusters, and we're right back on the horse. So that's my special little treat to make sure I'm where I need to be.
I'd like you to have a special pouch for it, you know, like almost like a special emergency kit.
I'm also a big possum guy. Like if I, you know, possums have pouches. They're America's only native marsupial. I do feel like, I mean, I'm also kind of a fanny pack guy.
You.
I might have a fanny pack full of Nerds gummy clusters.
I'm going to personally purchase you a possum fanny pack. It's a pouch that has a pouch just for your gummy clusters.
I do already have one bag with a possum on it, but I'll show you what I've got so we can make sure. It's not technically a fanny pack. It's more of a crossbody.
Okay.
So I would love, we could get it. I mean, I've got a ton of ideas. We have business ideas coming. Cody, text me after this segment. Yeah. We'll sort that part out.
Can do.
As far as the game goes, though, Josh, tonight, I mean, what's the number one question you still have, I guess, heading in?
I know we've kind of beaten this one into the ground, but the Chiefs' defensive tackle room is so strange right now. We know the Chargers are going to try to run the ball. They weren't very good at doing it last year, but they upgrade the interior, and now obviously Trey Pipkins gets back into the starting lineup at tackle. But there's Derek Nnadi's the only nose on this team right now, and maybe we get the practice squad call-up for Marlon Tuipulotu, I guess, and They kept him over Mike Pinnell, supposedly. But I am a little bit concerned there, as the Chargers, I imagine, are really going to want to establish that, that their running game is better this year than it was last year. And that's a lot to put on the shoulders of, you know, not just Chris Jones, obviously, who's established for the elite player that he is, but it's like, okay, Jerry Tillery, you're playing Tershawn Wharton levels of snaps here in this game. Maybe more. Omar Norman Lott's coming in questionable. He's been dealing with the ankle, and I just don't know what level he's going to perform at, banged up in his first NFL game. How much Derek Nnadi are you going to be getting here? So the interior of the defensive line is probably the biggest thing I'm kind of circling with a bit of concern, just because if they have a great game, or if Spags has a little wrinkle for how they're going to deal with the Chargers running game, then I think this should be not a peaceful experience tonight, but hopefully doesn't come down to the final possession. If the Chargers can run up the middle all night, it's going to be a long night.
It's easy to look at your own team in that regard, but for the Chargers' sake, they were one of the best run defenses in the league last year. They lost their big run-stuffing defensive tackle, who is kind of at the heart of that. Should we be looking at on the other side in the sense that the Chargers are missing a key piece from what was their run defense last year?
Yes, and it's a new-look rushing game for the Chiefs on at least a couple of parts. Obviously, the running backs are mostly familiar faces, but Josh Simmons and Kingsley Suamataia and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, I'm leaving out Juwan Taylor just because it's not the best part of his game, but those four guys are all people movers in the ground game. Plenty of questions about how Kings is going to hold up in pass pro, but if you want to try to create a running game that's more explosive than it was last year but that remains efficient, I think you're leaning on an offensive line that's really built to be able to move some guys around, and then you get the healthiest version of Isaiah Pacheco that we've seen in almost a year. So I really do think, as much as I obviously love Patrick Mahomes, I love Justin Herbert, I love Xavier Worthy and Ladd McConkey. Like, I'm really excited to see how the passing games come together, but I really do think this game starts in the trenches on both sides, and I think both running games are going to have a huge impact.
We're talking to Josh Briscoe here on Cody and Gold. You'll hear him this afternoon. Chiefs pregame coverage for game one begins at 4 o'clock. Also postgame coverage, hopefully after a Chiefs win, to kick off this season. Wide receiver wise, we all know about the Rashee Rice absence and everything, but who do you think, is it a committee here tonight? Who do you think benefits the most heading in? We've been talking a lot about, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster maybe in the first couple of weeks of this six game stretch. It's him, and then maybe as we get into this more, it becomes more of a Tyquan Thornton or somebody like that. How do you think the wide receiver snap breakdown and ultimately production is going to be this evening?
I'll tell you what I hope happens, and we'll see, I guess, if it's what it actually ends up being, because I think there are a couple of interesting ways it could go. I think the most important thing is that you hope Xavier Worthy comes out looking like wide receiver one. Not that he has to hold that spot after Rice returns, but like, is Worthy going to be the guy who leads this team in targets today, even as a speedster, who's much more than just a deep threat? We've seen this. Chiefs fans should know this, even though I think it's going to nationally take a little while for him to get that level of respect. Then I am looking at Hollywood and Juju, and Hollywood is such a fascinating guy for me at this point, because I was thrilled when they signed him last offseason. Then obviously he gets hurt the first play of the preseason, and then by the time he comes back, it feels like the offense had changed too much by that time. The tackle situation was bad, all of that. So I want to believe in Hollywood, but now he misses this year. Basically, everything that he did do last year, he didn't do this year, and vice versa. Obviously, no preseason in either case. So you're saying, okay, well, now Hollywood's available. He's been practicing. Andy Reid says he's good, but he wasn't out there getting the reps in training camp that he got in his first season with the Chiefs. So I hope that it's Worthy, Hollywood, Juju in that order. I think Tyquan Thornton has an important role, and I think if he has two or three targets for one or two catches for 30 to 60 yards, we'll all be thrilled with that. But I hope that Worthy kind of gets that first crack at really being Mahomes' first look most of the time. But I think Hollywood is by far the most interesting next option. It's just a thinner room without Rice being your first guy up. You kind of knock everybody down a spot, it's a great room. You knock everybody up one spot without Rashee Rice, and obviously no Jalen Royals tonight. And you really do need, like, plus level contributor performances from Hollywood and Juju.
When you look at the wide receiver stuff, it's like they've had fast wide receivers over the last couple of years. Xavier Worthy might be the fastest man in the league. His 40 time would certainly suggest he is, but that is not equated to any kind of deep passing game. Is that just as simple as, if Simmons holds up, I can anticipate an actual deep ball in an NFL game for what will feel like the first time in 2 years? Or are there other factors at play here?
I think that's the biggest one. I mean, you can go ahead and include Kingsley there too, because a quick loss from the interior is going to nuke anything you had planned. But I really do think that's it. And that third preseason game against the Bears, we saw it on a few drives, and man, it was extremely exciting and extremely nice to see again. The other thing that I'll mention there, since we brought up Thornton a couple of times, is, you know, Justin Watson did this a little bit. MVS did this better, at least before the, you know, catching the football problem was so incredible. Thornton's speed and the respect I think he is going to demand from defenses should make it a little bit easier for Worthy to have more deep shot options himself. It's what happened on that play against Chicago where the safety just has to pick one. Hey, we got a single high look. You're either going to go with Thornton or you're going to go with Worthy, and I'm going to throw it the other way. I think that's sustainable. I think that's something that really can be a calling card of this offense again, even though it's been a long time since the deep ball has been a major part of it. You just need the protection to hold up.
Is there anything from last night's game that now has you, I guess, more intrigued tonight? I'm talking more about, you know, the taunting or even the kicking changes, anything like that, that now you're like, okay, I'm curious how the Chiefs or even the Chargers handle it.
Yeah, the kicking thing is all very interesting. Not just the kickoff rule, which we saw some struggles with last night. It seems like Butker's pretty dialed in on that. But whatever's going on with the kicking ball and like the kicking range extending, I know Brazil's got a little bit of an altitude thing going on. Just some weird stuff there to keep an eye on. I have like a whole sort of ripple effect of Eagles thoughts where I was viewing them in one way in the first half, and then in the second half as the delay came through and interrupted things, I got a lot less afraid of what week two is going to look like. So I think that's fascinating. And we knew when the NFL point of emphasis video came out, like, all right, we're doing taunting again. One of the penalties that they showed in that NFL video with the examples, I didn't think should have been a penalty, and it was one of the examples they used. So I think we're probably in for a long year, or at least a long first 6 or 8 weeks, which kind of tends to be how they do the point of emphasis thing, it seems like. I think it's going to be a while where we're going to see some really frustrating taunting calls. I totally understand. You don't want the gun celebrations. You want to clean up a little bit here and there. Maybe you don't want your players spitting on each other. I totally get that. But I don't need anybody moving back 15 yards for my team or against my team because they flexed at an opponent. It's an emotional game. There's flexing is happening during the play. It's okay if it happens 2 seconds after the play too.
Do you think Jalen Carter should be suspended for next week's game? Not for any particular reason.
I think that if Roger Goodell cares about the sanctity of the game and the kids, Jalen Carter should be suspended for one regular season game. I think two would be an affront. Two would be an overreach. But zero, embarrassing. I think an exact one game suspension for Jalen Carter starting in week two, whoever the Eagles play next week. I think that has to happen.
Hard to say who that is.
Yeah, I'll look it up after. Cody, I'm just focused on the Chargers.
Fair enough.
Andy.
Briscoe, appreciate it, man. We'll be listening. I'll be talking to you a little bit later on this afternoon.
I was going to say, you can be listening, but Gold, you need to not be going anywhere. I gotta get a hold of you at some point today. It's going to be a really good show. I'm excited to get going.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.